ידוע לבח של הברכה בתורה תחילה. The Bema's the kasha is, what has the Indian of Chor Beis HaMikdash to do with the Seder? They didn't learn the proper, they didn't learn Torah the proper way. What's it got to do with Beis HaMikdash? Should have destroyed the Bate Midrashim. Christ, the yeshivas should have been destroyed. Why should the Beis HaMikdash be destroyed? Shle Borchu B'Torah Tchila. So this goes back to the question that I told you. There's one mahalach, this is a different mahalach. On the whole relationship between Torah, what was the Ikka of the Beis HaMikdash? Was the Beis HaMikdash Be'ikka Mokam of Torah? Or was the Beis HaMikdash Be'ikka a Mokam of Avoida? Mishat is the following. It says, "Lo yale lechem levado yechi ha'adam." By the lechem, mashal, by bread, by eating. "Lo yale lechem levado yechi ha'adam, ki al kol moitzei pi Hashem yechi ha'adam." So, in other words, it's saying that there's a lechem, and then there's a moitzei pi Hashem. And a person when he eats, he's got to focus on the moitzei pi Hashem. He's got to focus on the moitzei pi Hashem of the lechem. No, on lo yale lechem levado, ki al kol moitzei pi Hashem. In the food, there's a pi Hashem. Dibur of Hashem, and that's inside the food, and a person's got to connect to that when he eats. Torah is compared to lechem. Lechu lachmu v'lachmi. It's a possible. So in Torah, there's the lechem yichi ha'adam, and there's the moitzei pi Hashem yichi ha'adam. What is the lechem? The sugya, the shorsh ha'nogach. What is the moitzei pi Hashem? The Rebbein Shlalim talking out the sugya. The Rebbein Shlalim in the Torah. That's the choyk. The choyk is the moitzei pi Hashem in the Torah. All the rest, the talmim, is all around. The moitzei pi Hashem of the Torah is the chelak choyk of the Torah. So when a person learns Torah, a person has to learn the loyel alechem levad yechi adam. Come and get this whole chiyus just from the geshmak of the sugya. Ki al kol moitzei pi Hashem yechi adam. It's got to be ki al kol moitzei pi Hashem yechi adam. It's got to be a bechina of moitzei pi Hashem. There's got to be the Pi Hashem they're talking, and that's Ali Yechi Adam. The mon was the Pi Hashem Yechi Adam. The mon was the food, without the Loel Alechem. There was no Loel Alechem Levadoi. The mon was, and the Moitze Pi Hashem Yechi Adam. Loi nitna Torah ella loich lehamon. Torah is given to the Oich Laman, because the Torah is given from Mihai Tama Gufa, that when you learn, you've got to connect to the Noichi Ano Nafshi Ksavas Yehovas. The Gemara says in Shabbos Tav Kofei, Yo Noichi is Rosh Tevez Ano Nafshi Ksavas Yehovas. That's why there was a Moedic Anes, Shas Rabban Shalom spoke to us, but Asar Sadibris, it says that V'chol Ha'om Roim, V'chol Ha'om Roim, V'chol ha'am roim es ha'koilus. All the people, they were roim es ha'koilus. They saw the koilus. What was the purpose of the nes? To be roim es ha'koilus. The teretz is, when you see something, so that's nes amis. You saw it already, finished. You can't deny it, you can't forget it, you saw it. V'chol ha'am roim es ha'koilus means that Rabban Shlomo always wants us to see the koilus, to see the Pi Hashem. When we're learning Torah, Hashem says, "I'm giving you dibros, I'm giving you sugyas, I'm giving you everything." But you saw that those koilos of the Pi Hashem, and that's where your focus has to be. That's the inyan of zayis chukas haTorah. Torah's got to be learned. You mustn't forget the Pi Hashem in the Torah, which is the bechina of the choyk, which is the bechina of chukas haTorah. What gave us this aura? The Beis HaMikdash gave us this aura, because the Rambam writes that the inyan of korbanos is a choyk. Rambam, Ayah Mori Nevuchim, does give a time, and the Ramban asks, Ayah, this time. The Rambam writes the Indian of Korban is the Indian of Achoik. The Menorah, which is the Chelik of Torah in the Beis HaMikdash, that comes after Korbanos. In other words, Korbanos is Achoik. The Beis HaMikdash is a Mokim, and Achoik is the Pi Hashem Yechi Adam. The Korbanos is the Chelik of Pi Hashem Yechi Adam. In the Beis HaMikdash, there was a dogish of that nekuda over there. And when there was a dogish of that nekuda over there, So then when they learned Torah, they learned Torah to connect to the Pi Hashem Yechiyodah. And that's why the menorah was, the menorahs b'tzad yamin and the menorahs b'tzad shmal were poneh el ha'emza. Emza means focusing on the Pi Hashem. So the korbanos was mashlim the inyan, the tzur of how you learn Torah. The menorah is the Torah. But the korbanos, because, you see, what does the Rambam mean when he says the korbanos is a choyk? What he means is, because it says, Nachas ruach lefanai sha'amarti v'nasa ritzayni. Korbanos will reich nechoyach, and reich nechoyach means the amarti v'nasa ritzayni. Nachas ruach lefanai sha'amarti v'nasa ritzayni. That is a choyk. The only reason why I'm doing it is to do the Ratzon Hashem. That is a choyk. So the whole musig of the korbanos was to do the Ratzon Hashem, to give the Ribbono Shel Olam nachas ruach. Whole problem of our learning is the whole problem. I mean, the whole tachlis of our learning is to give the Ribbono Shel Olam nachas ruach. And in the Beis Hamikdash, where the whole avira, the whole atmosphere there was an atmosphere of amarti v'nasa ritzayni, which is the atmosphere of a choyk. So even when a person learned Torah, he learned Torah to give nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He learned Torah to be nizdabik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He learned Torah to be nizdabik to the Anon Nafshi Ksavis Yehovis. That was the tzura of Torah in the Beis HaMikdash. So Rabbi Zayin made his poshut that Shalei Baruch Hu b'Torah Tchila was how Gufa Beis HaMikdash Lika Pagam. There wasn't the shiluv between the korbanos and the menorah, between the shiluv of the korbanos and the menorah and the oiris of the menorah. That caused Lebarcha b'Torah Tchila, which means the Bach, famous Bach, that they went Dovak, to the Mizdabek, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was the whole Pagam. So the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Shlebarcha, they were missing that Chilak HaChoyk, they were missing that Chilak of being Mizdabek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were eating the Chul Lachmi part of the Torah, they were eating the Lachm of the Torah, and not connecting Bichlal to the Moitzei Pi Hashem of the Torah. Beis HaMikdash should have understood better. The Torah that's taught in the Beis HaMikdash is the Torah that's taught that, like the pasuk says, "Kisivse koyin yishmor adas." Torah invakshim piu ki malach Hashem tzvokasu. The malach only knows the ratzon of Hashem. The malach only knows the shlichus. The malach doesn't know anything else other than the mitzvah and being mekayim the mitzvah. That's all he knows. The rest of the shabbos on this. That's the type of Torah that a person's taught. So Meida, that's the pagam of Shalei Baruch Hu b'Torah Tchila. During the 3 weeks, when a person learns Torah, a person's got to learn Torah on Azar Oifen. Person's got to learn Torah and with a special emphasis on the Shema. Right, the whole Mishkan was like the Asli Mikdash Li Lishmi. Asli Mikdash is Li Lishmi. The whole Mikdash was an Indian that we have to have the Rabbi Nishlal in mind. Without that, is the Ikam Mishkan, the Ikam Mishkan Bisa Mikdash was Chasa was lacking. That's the Indian of Shlebar for the Torah Tchila. That's the Sod of Zayz Chukas Torah.